Good day, everybody, and welcome to the show. You're listening to L. Dorn's Nerdy Travels, and I really hope you enjoy your journey with me. Everybody, and welcome back to Eldorn's Nerdy Travels. This is episode number 5. On today's episode, we're getting back into my gaming history, my gaming journey with part number 2. And we're joined by a very special guest, my most dearest wife, Mrs. Angela Watson.
Hello.
How are you doing today?
I'm doing really well, thanks.
Are you not feeling too nervous about being on a podcast?
I'm a little bit nervous, but I'm just not going to think about it.
That sounds great. So, going back to where we left off the story last time, I was just nearing the end of high school, so I was playing lots of PS2, but I didn't meet Angela yet until it was about a year after high school is when we met. Yeah, my last year of high school and like the year after high school before I met you, I was really getting back into Nintendo stuff. I had gone back and picked up an old NES. Oh no, I dug up my old NES out of the cupboard and I picked up a Super Nintendo because we had sold that one. And also at N64, I played like Ocarina of Time and that sort of thing. And also during that time, we were playing lots of Halo 2 with friends. At one point, we had two Xboxes and four-person split screen on two different TV, and it was all LAN together, and that was super fun. But I was also really getting into DDR. DDR Ultramix 3 and Ultramix 4 on the Xbox. And DDR was kind of important to how we met.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, so the very first time we met, that was at your cousin John's profession of faith, and you were there, and I was there, because I was his friend.
And I was his cousin.
And you were his cousin. And at some point, DDR came up. I think maybe John knew that both you and I played DDR.
Yeah, he maybe did.
And he had brought it up or whatever, and I didn't know about the Mario one.
Mm-hmm.
So we made you drive all the way back home from his place.
Yeah, the whole 5 minutes home.
Yeah, and pick up Mario DDR so that we could play that one together.
I was so excited.
You were very excited?
I was so excited. I was like, quick, get the DDR.
And you were just excited that you met somebody else that was excited about DDR?
Yeah.
Okay.
And cool. I love playing DDR.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to show off my mad skills.
Yes, absolutely. I was definitely impressed. Yeah, so that was kind of the first game that we played together, but let's back up a bit and talk kind of a bit about games that you got started with. So what did you have when you were younger and that sort of thing?
Yeah, so we didn't have consoles right away when I was younger. I remember babysitting my cousins, the same cousin that Andrew is friends with, John and Tom and Josh, and they had the Game Boy Color. They probably had the Game Boy regular Game Boy first, but I remember them playing Game Boy Color with their Pokemon games, and we would all kind of like crowd in and try to see the screen, and I thought it was just the coolest. And so we were bugging my parents, we being me and my sisters, for a Game Boy of our own, Game Boy Color, because we really wanted to play video games. And they said, nope, you're not gonna get a Game Boy Color. And then they showed up with an N64, which we didn't even ask for that, because we figured that's totally out of what they're going to be giving us. So,
do you think they went with the N64 just so that more of you could play it at the same time?
Absolutely.
And not have to buy 8 different Game Boys? Well, yeah. It wouldn't have been 8 at the time, but yeah.
It saved them from us arguing over whose turn it was to an extent. And it was on the TV, so we could all see it well without squishing in. Yeah, we were so pumped to get that N64.
What'd you get with it?
Yeah, so it came, they bought it with 2 games. The games were the Star Wars Pod Racer game and Mario 64. And the rule was at the beginning that Mom would not buy us new games unless we had completed our existing games, like not just beat the game, like 100% completion.
Yeah.
She didn't stick with the rule 100%. If she saw a good deal secondhand, she would pick it up, but we wouldn't necessarily be allowed to play it until we had beaten it all the way.
Okay. So tell me a bit about the Podracer game, because I don't think I've ever played that one.
Oh, really? Okay. Yeah. So, I mean, since it was like one of my first games, I played a lot of it.
Yeah, for sure.
I don't know how good it is for real, but back then I thought it was pretty great. It was like kind of like you pick which pod you have, which pod racer. It was a bunch of different characters from Star Wars, that you would recognize watching the movie and stuff.
Assuming all episode one, or based on episode one.
Based on episode one, exactly. Yeah. And you could go to Watto's junkyard and buy parts to upgrade your racer and make it a little bit better, like better turning or a better top speed. And it would go through all different planets, different racetracks and stuff. I don't really remember. I don't think there was a story mode to it. I think you just...
Just raced.
You just raced. You unlocked some racetracks. There was a bunch of really cool levels on different planets. It was pretty fun. I liked that game. You can press one button to like flip sideways, just like how Anakin turns sideways to go through that really narrow chasm there.
Oh, that's fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that was pretty great. Good memories doing that. With Mario 64 too, like I remember struggling to get, I remember everyone crowding around with me trying to fight Last Bowser. Because I could not get the timing right for getting him on those bombs. And my palms are sweating. I'm spinning that control stick. And Mom's like, do it now! Do it now! Everyone was real invested.
Yeah. Well, those bombs are tricky, you guys.
They're pretty tricky.
I had a really hard time on last Saturday when I was playing it, too.
Yeah. I remember frantically, like, spinning my camera angle to try to get a good look at the different bombs.
Yeah.
And then even harder than that was... getting every single star in the game.
Yeah, especially like all the coin stars and stuff. Yeah. That's all pain.
Yeah, I remember TikTok clock was the worst. Yeah. It was really tricky.
Yeah.
But my mom would always find and pick up the player's guides too. So we didn't have to guess. We knew exactly what we were supposed to do.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that helped. And it feels really good to complete a game 100%. Mm-hmm. For getting games, mostly we picked up games secondhand either from Movie Planet, which was a game rental store, or video game rental.
Movie rental store,
but they have video games too.
Yeah.
And right next to the dentist was a place called NEX, which I think they still exist.
Yeah, NEX is still there.
Yep. And my mom loved going there after the dentist with us, and we would find so many secondhand games. And even if we didn't find games, it was fun just going in and looking at them.
Yeah, we went there quite a bit too when we were dating.
Yeah, we did.
But lots of games there.
Uh-huh. So most of the games we got were Mario games, Zelda games.
Well, tell me what happened when your mom got Zelda.
Oh, yes. Okay, so I remember a couple times she mentioned, Movie Planet's got this Zelda game. I think it'll be pretty good. And I like, no, I know about these Zelda games. They're so scary. This is going to be way too scary. I was stressed out of my mind. I thought it was going to be terrifying. And then she ended up buying it the one time, finally, and Becco was all excited to play it, and I was like, no way, this is going to be terrifying, and I kind of watched from behind the couch, and sure enough, they got to the bottom of the tree, and there was this giant spider bug thing, and I was like, I knew it, it's too scary, but it didn't take me long to come around, and I love Zelda so much.
That's great.
Yeah, I think I just had it in my head from somewhere that it was going to be a scary game.
Any more N64 games that you guys played a lot or really enjoyed as kids?
Yeah, I feel like most of the games we had and played were Mario and Zelda games. We played Mario Party a lot. Really like playing Mario Party. We had Mario Party 2. We played Mario Party 1 at like friends' houses and stuff. Yep. A lot of time playing Mario Party 2. I remember Becca and I one time, the rule was... You couldn't wake up before 6 o'clock to play video games.
Smart rule. I like that rule.
Yeah, it's a pretty good rule. And I remember Becca waking me up. She's like, it's morning. Let's go downstairs and play Paper Mario. Because we loved Paper Mario. And we go down and we're playing and it's really dark. And then Mom comes down and she's like, what are you guys doing? It's 3 a.m.
Yep.
I was mortified. I was such a bad child. I was so embarrassed. We just looked at the clock wrong, but... Yeah. We went back to bed. I was very embarrassed about that incident.
Yeah, that's funny because actually my brother and I did that once too.
Like, oh, did you?
3 a.m, 3:30 a.m. But I don't think we got caught. But I had noticed that it was like 3 a.m. We're like, uh-oh. And then we went back to bed.
You guys didn't get caught.
No. But yeah, we were playing, I think that was Twisted Metal 2, which I didn't even talk about Twisted Metal games last time we talked about this.
Well, I've never played a Twisted Metal game.
No, they're scary like car shooting
games. No.
But Ken got a couple of those for Christmas over the years.
So. Yeah, that's cool.
But I remember playing that one.
Nice.
Anyway, so after Mario, anything else on the N64?
Yeah. Besides Mario and Zelda, I don't know, N64 probably, there was...
Did you guys have the Pokemon Stadium games before you played Pokemon on the Game Boys?
I was just trying to think of whether or not we had Pokemon games before or after. I think we got Pokemon Stadium after we started playing Pokemon on the Game Boy Advance, which I think is the next console that we got was the Game Boy Advance.
Which makes more sense for that game anyway. Because did you guys like bring your Pokemon over? Because you could like use your...
Yeah, we definitely did. I think we rented... Because we rented video games from Movie Planet too. Yeah. And I'm pretty sure we rented Pokemon Stadium 1 a bunch of times. When the Game Boy Advance came out, I don't know if it was right away or not, we got a couple of those. Mostly on the handhelds, we played the Pokemon games, which are great. I love Pokemon games. Mm-hmm. I remember... We'd be waiting at the bus stop for the bus to come, and we would just play Pokemon.
Yeah.
We'd pretend to be different Pokemon and use our attacks on each other and argue about whether or not those attacks were super effective.
Right. Yeah, we also played that game, and that was, that was lots of fun. And I definitely always made sure I would win because I was the biggest and the oldest.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't necessarily play fairly.
You had to take advantage of that.
Yeah.
I remember my favorite move was I liked doing Vine Whip, and was it Petal Dance or Flower Dance?
Oh, it could be.
Yeah. Because I would just spin around and be like, I'm doing Vine Whip.
I remember doing a move that I kind of made up by myself.
Oh, yeah?
It was called Leaf Kick.
And it was effective.
It was because it was the one that Bellsprout used in the Pokemon.
Oh.
When Ash was fighting against the Bellsprout in the Pokemon League.
Yes.
So he would like just whack. Was it against Pikachu where he just whacked him on the head with his little Bellsprout foot and then knocked Pikachu out?
Yes. That was significant.
Mm-hmm. It left an impression. It was a super powerful Bellsprout move. So I would be a Bellsprout and use Leaf Kick.
Bellsprout's not the coolest Pokemon to be.
Absolutely not.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. My main memories of playing on the handhelds on the Game Boy Advance was in the road trip to Florida. Because the rule when we were driving to Florida is... There was no bedtimes. You could sleep whenever you want. You can stay up as long as you like. And we just had to take turns with I think we probably had 2 Game Boy Advance maybe at that point.
Okay.
But there was no backlit screen. We weren't allowed to have the lights on in the car when we were driving in the mountains in the middle of the night. So my mom got these light attachments.
Yeah, the little worm lights.
Yes. Yeah. Oh, man. Yep. And just kind of angling them just right so you could see what you're doing.
Yeah.
I remember we arrived at a restaurant for dinner the one time, and I was like right in the middle of my Pokemon battle against Lieutenant Surge.
Oh,
I had to beat that Raichu. But of course, when you stop for a pit stop or a meal, it means I had to switch to the next player.
Yeah.
I'm like, please let me finish my battle.
They're like, no, get out of here.
Get out of here. I don't really remember how that went down, but I remember feeling stress about that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. With the Game Boy Advance, that was also the console that I played my very first tactics game.
Yeah.
I love tactics games. I love having my little soldiers and making them how I want them to be and going and beating up the other team. So my mom got secondhand Final Fantasy Tactics Advance, and I love that game.
Yeah, it's a really fun one.
It's a really fun one. I remember my favorite character was my Viera Assassin. And she had like concentration ability from Archer. So basically she could do one hit KOs with increased accuracy. And she just flew around the battlefield, like taking everyone out. And my main character was, I think he was a ninja of some sort. He was dual.
Yeah, because dual wielding was so good in that game.
Yeah, and he had monkey grip or something. He had some ability that let him dual wield like two-handed weapons.
Nice.
So he just smashed everything.
Fury Warrior.
Yeah, it just felt very satisfying. Mm-hmm. I loved that game a lot. After the Game Boy Advance was the GameCube, I guess.
Yep.
I remember really liking how cute and square and purple the GameCube was.
Mm-hmm.
I think that was when we started using memory cards.
Yeah.
We had a whole Tupperware bucket of memory cards, and you had to rifle through them and figure out which was the right one for the game you were playing. We tried labeling them, but there was still some confusion there. I don't remember what the first game we had with the GameCube was, but I remember that was when I played Animal Crossing for the first time.
Oh, that's cool.
Animal Crossing was really cool. I remember we'd never played a game like that before, and I remember us running around and like, oh, there's a cute duck named Scooter, let's talk to him. And Scooter's like, hi guys, I found this item on the ground, is it yours? And we're like, well, yeah, of course it is, good, hand it over. And he got so mad, he's like, what, I was just testing you, it's my item, how dare you. And he starts stomping his feet and having those little puff clouds over his head, and we were just blown away. We're like, what? That's not how games work usually.
So much fun
playing that game. And I remember, we would travel to each other's towns, and we would draw faces on Blanca on the train, all sorts of fun stuff. I had a lot of fun playing Animal Crossing.
Yeah, did you play Mario Sunshine or Wind Waker on the GameCube?
Oh, I love those games. Yeah, Mario Sunshine. I don't think I beat Mario Sunshine the first time around when we played. I think I kind of stopped at some point before the end. But Wind Waker, yep, I love that game. Beat that game. We got an adapter for the GameCube for Game Boy Advance, so you could plug your Game Boy Advance in and then play your Game Boy Advance games on the TV, which is pretty cool because then everyone can watch you well.
Oh, yeah.
And we got the Final Fantasy Crystal Chronicles, which I really like that game. We got the adapters to hook up the four
Game Boy Advances.
I used to play that with my friends in high school. We would take turns going to each other's houses and we'd work through it out. We didn't end up beating it, but I remember having a lot of fun figuring out the dungeons. That was my first experience with kind of player roles in a boss fight. Because I remember, the one boss fight we were fighting, we realized that if one of us kept the boss's attention and kited him around the room, the rest of us could
just beat whack
it.
On him.
Yeah, whack on him without getting dead. So that was my first experience with tanking versus DPSing. We kind of just, it worked out and we're like, hey, let's try this. And now I know it's a thing for people to have different roles in dungeons and stuff, but I thought that was pretty cool. What else did we do? So the GameCube had all sorts of cool extra different sort of games. We got the Donkey Konga. I remember that being fun. I remember if you had too many people, it was tricky because Donkey Kongas would, the bongo drums would pick up the claps and the noise from people around you. So that would mess you up. But when it worked out well, it sounded so cool. It was very satisfying playing Donkey Konga when it was going well. There was the karaoke game. I remember taking
it. Oh, yeah, we played that one.
I remember taking it to friends' houses when we get together with our high school class and we would all sing karaoke and stuff. That was a lot of fun. There was, I don't remember whether we had Guitar Hero.
No, Guitar Hero was after we had started dating.
Okay, gotcha.
Guitar Hero started.
What about Rock Band? Because I remember we had Rock Band.
Rock Band was after Guitar Hero.
After Guitar Hero, that makes sense. It's like an upgrade on that. I remember owning it, but that must have been after.
Yeah.
But yeah, like Andrew said, one of my favorite games on the GameCube was the Mario DDR. So much fun. Mm-hmm. I remember we were really, really bad at it at first.
I remember first playing DDR too.
Just getting the timing. It was like the easiest song and you're like, here it comes. I gotta step on it.
You used to stand in the middle
and then just tap it
and not realize that you didn't actually have to stand in the middle of the mat. Yeah. That took a long time to...
Once you could just keep your feet on the buttons and just do a little step sort of thing, that made it a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
And just learning to bounce with the beat, and then that helps you keep the timing and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
By the time I met Andrew, I had honed my skills considerably.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah. I remember before going to school in the morning, I would do DDR and I get all hot and energized. And then when I go out in the cold winter, it's not so chilly. A lot of fun with that game. I know now that Mario DDR is easy mode.
Super easy compared to a lot of the other games. Yeah.
Super easy mode compared to other DDR games. But it was a good one to start with for sure. It's not too intimidating. And
Mario music's so fun. It's
so fun.
The mush mode is kind of silly.
We
ended up turning it off most of the time.
Most of the time we just turned it off. Yeah. I mean, it was an interesting thing.
Jump on Goombas and jump on the
shells and stuff. Because with the shells, you had to do it twice or something, right?
Yeah, the shells you had to hit twice.
Mm-hmm. And not hit the bombs. But I prefer just regular mode.
Yeah, for sure.
In general.
For sure.
Did the Wii come out before or after we met?
The Wii came out shortly before we met, and you guys already had a Wii when we met.
Yeah.
So the Wii came out, I think it was November 2006.
Okay.
And we met the following June, and you guys had already had a Wii.
Yeah.
Which was pretty great because they were super hard to get at the time.
Now that you say that, I remember my mom, she was really into keeping track of all the video game stuff for us at that point, and I remember her calling around which store had the Wii, which store had three left, and she would rush over, and I don't think she got it right away, but it was pretty close to the beginning. She was able to get her hands on one.
Yeah, so that's really
that
sweet.
Was pretty great that she got us one.
What did you get right away? Was it just Wii Sports?
Yeah, I remember we had the Wii Sports. I think I liked the bowling game the best.
Yeah, the bowling game was really fun.
I remember we had to set the toy box as a barrier in front of the TV for when we played the boxing game, because I remember even my dad was trying it out and he was getting closer and closer to the TV and we're like, gonna punch the screen. Yeah, Wii Sports was fun. I'm pretty sure Twilight Princess, I had bought that shortly before getting the Wii because I really wanted to play it. I remember when it was supposed to be released at a certain time, and then they delayed it.
Yeah, the GameCube one, yeah.
Yep. So I was disappointed in the delay, but I was also just hopeful that that meant it was going to be that much of a better game. But it probably was just because to line up with the Wii U release as well, maybe. I don't know. Or Wii release.
With the Wii release, yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember the exact... Because I'm pretty sure Twilight Princess came out on the Wii before it came out on the GameCube, even though it's a GameCube game.
Yeah.
Something weird happened there.
Something weird. But I remember going to... I went to the EB Games or... I think it was EB Games. This is in the mall where I picked it up.
And then you bought Twilight Princess before you actually had your Wii,
yes,
just in case.
I remember the guy in the store was looking at me funny because he's like, oh, you've got a Wii? I'm like, well, not yet. And he's like, why are you buying this game? I'm like, I really want
this Zelda game, okay?
Just let me buy your game. So I really like playing Twilight Princess. It was definitely spookier than previous Zelda games, but I guess I'd overcome fear of
scary,
of scary Zelda things. Yeah, even though I said I was okay with Ocarina of Time, there were definitely a lot of stressful moments. Those re-deads.
And Clara just
me
got
out
to the re-deads in her 3DS playthrough. She's been playing it on the 3DS.
How is she dealing with them?
She said they were scary, but she got through it.
Oh, man.
Didn't want to.
I was so scared of those guys. Once I got that Song of Light or the Sun Song,
yeah,
I would step into that courtyard when you're an adult and there's re-deads everywhere. I wouldn't even wait. I would play that song. I would freeze them and I'd book it out of there. I wanted nothing to do with those re-deads. They were terrifying.
Yeah. Ugh. So we already skipped over the GameCube. You said you played Wind Waker, but was that one that you really enjoyed as well?
Yeah, I really, really liked Wind Waker. I remember reading in the Nintendo Power magazine because my mom got us a subscription to Nintendo Power.
Oh, yeah, that's really sweet.
I loved looking at the Nintendo Power magazine. I remember people had mixed feelings about the cel shading art style.
Right. Did you like it right away?
I loved it.
Nice.
Yeah, I really, really liked it. I thought it was fresh and clean and cute. There's a lot of things I really liked about that game. I had a lot of fun with it. I liked the music.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the music's so good.
Yeah. I remember ever since Ocarina of Time, I guess Majora's Mask was pretty okay with it too. I really liked the ability to play a song on your ocarina and then it does something. And that's the case with Wind Waker, but it didn't feel the same just conducting.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to play a song.
Yeah.
So I kind of was disappointed about that.
Yeah. Yep.
But yeah, I really liked that game.
Cool.
Mm-hmm. Super cool.
So I think that pretty much takes us up to about where we met then.
Yeah.
Did you have any other Wii games before we met? Or probably Zelda and Wii Sports?
I had one thing to say about the Wii, because the Wii is when the motion control came out, right?
Yeah.
So I was very excited about the idea of motion control.
Mm-hmm.
My first thought was like, I'm going to swing my arm like a sword and that's what's going to happen on the game.
Yep.
So I was pretty disappointed with Skyward Sword.
Yeah. Well, that one's not till later.
Yeah. I feel like the motion controls let me down the most with that game, though.
Oh, yeah, for
there
sure.
was a ton of frustration in that game with the motion controls not being the way I thought that they should be. That being said, there was a lot of cool things with the motion controls, too.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite game with the motion controls was probably WarioWare.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man. That game was ridiculous.
Yep, that game was really silly.
Yeah, we were killing ourselves laughing playing that game.
Mm-hmm.
And just holding the remote in different ways and then having to do silly things in like 2 seconds. That was really fun. I'm trying to remember what other sort of games. I'm sure there are tons of games. We got lots of games secondhand and played them all very thoroughly.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was for the GameCube that Becca got her first like scary game. Like she got a...
Oh, yeah.
She got a...
Geist?
No, Geist was actually my game.
Geist is your game.
Yeah.
Which one?
And I played it.
Was it Resident Evil?
I was wanting to say Resident Evil, but it wasn't Resident Evil. It was a different kind of spooky ghost game where you if you lose your sanity, like creepy things start happening. I remember if your sanity goes low enough, then the game pretends to like shut off and reset itself.
I know a game you're talking about, and I cannot remember the name of it. Becca's going to be so disappointed in us.
Becca, you should definitely write us in and tell us what game that was.
Yeah.
I remember even playing that game a little bit. I was getting better at scary games by this point, because yes, I played Geist, which was you are a ghost and you go around and possess things. I didn't beat it because it got too hard and scary. Oh, and I remember I played Metroid, a Metroid game for the first time on the GameCube as well. Oh,
yeah, Metroid.
Yep, I played Metroid Prime to its fullest.
Yep.
Again, using the player's guide to make sure I didn't miss anything. But yeah, I was super proud of myself for playing and beating Metroid Prime because that game was a little bit scary for me too. But super duper satisfying. And Ridley, Meta Ridley left a big impression on me. I love Ridley. Ridley's the coolest boss.
Mm-hmm.
Big old dragon thing shooting flames at me. Yep. So now I like playing Ridley on Smash Bros.
Yep, you do.
Ridley's very cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, I think that's going to just about take us up to where we met. So I think that's going to be a good spot to stop for this week. So I think next time Angela is available, we'll get back together and carry on from when we met and what we've played since then.
Yeah, that sounds great. And yeah, if any of my sisters are listening to this, my brothers too for that matter, though you're probably younger when all these events were happening.
Yeah, they probably won't. They were very small when I had met you, so.
Yes, very small. Yes, any of my siblings, if I'm remembering something wrong or if you have any different memories, please like write us and let us know, because I'm having fun dredging up all these memories and reliving them with you. So please tell me what you remember.
Yeah, you can write them in at eldorn14@gmail.com. All right. Have a good day, everyone. We'll talk to you later. Goodbye.
Bye.